Lord in heaven, what an excellent jest.
I must admit, that was one of my best.
Methinks the fool will yet be talking.
Lest his master find the squash still squawking, then I am sure he shall truly be slain.
Thou art too much the courageous swordsman. I ne'er saw a man so quickly disengaged.
Then swifter shall I be to re-engage myself to thee.
I pray, do not tease me so.
I do but aim to please thee, though.
Then do not speak of love and marriage, lest thy countenance be clear.
I'faith, I do promise my form and bearing, though I here improve myself, are nothing but the best in trust and caring, and I swear I love thee true.
Thy words, they do amaze me. Yet I have heard from those that do not praise thee. 'Tis said thy great words are but for wooing, though it matter naught whom you're perusing.
Who claims to say? I wonder whom then she doth know. Well then, a new sonnet I shall now bespeak, in hope these doubtful voices may grow weak.
Yet perhaps you've conned the part already. 'Tis most obvious thy talents are many.
Aye, yet wouldst thou not trust in love, my sweet, since I do offer myself from head to feet?
Yet perchance they are not all yours to sell, as I am sure thy codpiece could me tell.
I have been a youth, and am guilty of such, yet they were not of a breed that any might touch.
A breed, good sir? Are we then but your dogs?
Nay, I entreat, you're confusing my cogs.
Oh, I do beg your pardon. May I humbly sit? And perchance wag my tail, or fetch thee a stick.
Nay, nay, my love, I am well out of this plot.
I hope so for thy sake, or your rod may rot.
Wilt that not becalm thee, and feel my heart?
I doubt it speaks true, so I fear we must part.
I beg thee, Anne, do not this way travel.
I implore thee, refrain, for our love is unravelled.
Then, as you wish, I shall now take my leave.
Yet, is that all? Wouldst thou not win my reprieve?
It seems I cannot, for thy mind is firm, so I must quit thy sight and teach my heart not to yearn.
I pray, do not instruct thy heart too fast, for I would fain have thee refute thy past.
How could I deny what thou knowest so well? You would have me turn this heaven to hell. My life is my life, so I bid thee farewell.
Yet I beseech thee, sir, hold thee the while, for I do long to view thee and thy sweet smile.
Oh, I pray your forgiveness. Might I pose for thee now? How wouldst thou like me, with my hand upon my brow?
Nay, good sir, I meant not this chase.
Or shall I stand for thee hither, with a smile upon my face?
Now I fear you do but mock me, good sir.
I do but wish thy sweet senses to stir.
Then you do love me true.
'Tath struck me plain.
And thy wish is to woo?
'Tis my sole aim.
Then let us both cry a match, and pace toward a place to dispatch ourself in kindred.
Thy wish is to marry.
I pray, do not tarry.
Thy hand upon thy word. Oh, thy will is firm.
'Tis nothing against my heart, as thou shalt learn.
Thence shall I now enter the chapel, to wake the friar, a goodly apple.
How long will it take till all is set?
If we join together tomorrow night, we shall certain be well met.
Then till tomorrow, my husband of heaven.
Come to me straight, by the chapel at 7.
Until then, my beau, adieu.
Till then, sweet love, adieu.